This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. BOGO is back for 1 week only. Buy one and get one of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm free. Order at EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie BOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
So in the interest of full transparency for the voters, do you think it would help if you let your doctors brief the press before election night?
Calling Dr. Howard, Dr. Fine, Dr. Howard.
We've had our doctors just be very clear that they're here, that we're able to and fit to serve. And from my point,
no sandwinding, bushwhacking, hornswoggling, crocker is going to roll away, biscuit cutter.
Now, who can argue with that?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I've seen the dehumanization of Nancy Pelosi. I don't think anyone's been dehumanized like she has consistently.
Okay.
Look at the sewage that is online that they amplify on these networks and in social media to dehumanize people like Nancy Pelosi.
We literally have never done any of those things.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you would like to join us today, the number from anywhere USA is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We'll be talking a lot about the elections that are now just 1 week away. Many millions of people have already done early voting or mail-in voting, formerly known as absentee ballots. Now they're changing the name to mail-in voting. But anyway, most people will still be voting on Election Day, and that's a good thing. And we will also be talking about this COVID amnesty that is now, we talked about it yesterday, but we need to devote more time to it. You know, as somebody pointed out today, you don't ask for amnesty if you were behaving yourself. You only need amnesty if you've been breaking the rules or breaking the law. And, you know, they broke our you-know-whats when they were breaking the rules and breaking the law. And I'm not in favor of any kind of amnesty. I'm in favor of hearings. I want to see Fauci under oath. I want to see all these, I want to see all these governors ousted in the election next week that were involved in this, the ones that aren't gone already. 844-500-4242. But I want to start off with some polls. By the way, we will have Robert Cahaley from the Trafalgar Group on at 4:05. He's got a new poll out today, an amazing poll. Lee Zeldin has now pulled ahead. It's, you know, it's very tight. It's about a point ahead of the accidental governor, Kathy Hochul, of New York. But still, it's amazing. No Republican has been elected governor of New York State, I think since Pataki in 2002, I guess it was. And it seemed like it would not happen again. Maybe it won't happen again. Who knows? But anyway, but we have even newer results that are closer to home. And these are amazing numbers, too. Don Bolduc. Now, he's the retired brigadier general. And he's the one that the Democrats wanted to run against in New Hampshire, against Maggie Hassan, one of possibly the weakest incumbent Democrat seeking re-election in the United States. So they went against the president of the state senate in Concord, a guy named Morse. They thought he would be tougher to beat than Bolduc, who was a Trump guy. So they spent millions of dollars to get Bolduc the Republican nomination. And now a poll just came out from St. Anselm College in New Hampshire. Bolduc, who was down 11 points, I believe about a month ago, a little over a month ago, 11 points down, he's now 1 point ahead of Maggie Hassan. And you know what's even more stunning? The first congressional district in the Granite State of New Hampshire. That's the Seacoast District, the Eastern District, you might say. And That is currently represented by Chris Pappas, who has been there for a couple of terms. And he's from Manchester, the largest city in the state. And he's gay, and he's a Pelosi puppet. And, you know, it was thought that he was, you know, fairly secure. He was the favorite. But the latest poll out of St. Anselm's College is Caroline Leavitt. She's been on this show many times. She's just turned 25 years old, so she's barely eligible in terms of age to even serve in the U.S. House of Representatives. She couldn't serve in the Senate till she turns 30. But she just turned 25, worked in Trump's press office at the White House. She is now ahead of the incumbent, Chris Pappas, the Pelosi puppet, 51 to 45. That's amazing. And you know what? She is going to absolutely drive, assuming she gets in, and it's looking better and better. A challenger, 6 points ahead, after having probably $10 million thrown in negative spots thrown against her in both the primary by the McCarthy people who wanted Matt Maurer's and then the Democrats who want Pappas. But after having $10 million thrown against her, she's 6 points ahead in this latest poll. It's amazing. And she is absolutely going to drive AOC crazy if she gets in there. I mean, AOC gets mad at Marjorie Taylor Greene or Lauren Boebert. But you know, there's one thing Caroline has on AOC that AOC will not be able to stand under any circumstances. And I know it's catty to say this, probably misogynist to say this, but Caroline is 7 years younger than AOC. That's going to just, I'm telling you, that's just going to bug the hell out of AOC. That's going to get to her in a way that Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene never have been able to get to her, I don't think. Anyway, these are amazing poll numbers. And you know what? I think a lot of these polls in New Hampshire, all across New England, all across the coal states in general, is what's happening with the electric rates, the what looks like it's going to be rationing of fuel oil, the looming shortages of diesel fuel, kerosene, which is used by people who are right in the lower income brackets, even more so than wood stoves, I think. But now it's turning out that these increases in the electric rates, it's November 1st, so all the bills are going out. And anyone who gets a bill saying that your electric rate or your budget for your fuel oil or whatever is going up 40, 50, 60%, that's not someone who's going to go out and vote for Brandon and Brandon's party, whether it's, you know, whoever it is, whether it's Mills or Golden in Maine or Welch in Vermont or Magaziner in Rhode Island. They're not going to be voting for them. And this is from state-run news, state-run media in Boston today. This is WCVB, the ABC News affiliate, and this is their announcement of what the price is going up in electric rates in large parts of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts today. Cut 20.
Yesterday, the state approved new gas and electric rates for power suppliers. Gas bills, they're going to rise between 11 and 27% depending on company and location, while electric bills for National Grid customers, they're going to skyrocket by 65% from this time last year.
There are unfortunately a lot of people who don't have that little space in their budget for unanticipated
little
price
space,
increases.
65%
so,
increase, a little
know,
space.
This is going to be difficult.
You think it's going to be difficult? You know what's going to really be difficult for? All these Democrat Pauls that are trying to defend this and saying, oh, but look at the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act. The regional tech school in Bourne is going to now have a $400,000 electric school bus. This is big trouble for the Democrats. There's another poll out today with the we told you yesterday there was a CBS poll saying that there was an 18-point swing in, I think, suburban women voters over the last 5 or 6 weeks. Now the Wall Street Journal is backing it up. They're talking about the Latino vote and even more significantly, suburban white women, which is 1/5 of the electorate of the United States, 20% of the electorate, has had a 20-point shift towards the GOP. And, you know, the GOP's got good they kept saying they were weak candidates. Apparently the weak candidates are the candidates that have to run on 65% increases in electric rates and the potential of rail strikes and 20 days of diesel fuel. Those are that's what makes a candidate weak. Not because he or she is pro-life. So they've been, look at this, look at the Caroline Leavitt. I mean, how many millions do you think they've spent just on, forget everything else, just abortion? And the abortion ads only started after the primary, which was September 13th. That was the last primary in the country. They have thrown everything at her with abortion, and they've lied about it, by the way. But people don't care about abortion compared to freezing in the winter or being able to decide between heating and eating or getting veterinary care for their pets. People are talking about that too. You know, everything is through the roof, and the Democrats don't get it. They don't get it in the least because it's not a big deal to them. They're all on trust funds or welfare, or they've got phony baloney six-figure jobs where they telecommute, and behind the job comes the 80% pension and then the health care. You know, they don't understand. These are the same people who are asking for the COVID amnesty. Oh, you know, I did a lot of hiking during the winter and spring of 2020. As I said yesterday, you know what a lot of us did? We went to work. I was here. You know, the only difference was they were bringing in food into the studio because they couldn't. None of us could go out to get any food, but we all worked. And I have a white collar job. What about all the people with blue collar jobs? They didn't get to take all this time off. How come we don't get amnesty? You know, how come all the restaurants that went out of business? How come they're not getting amnesty? How about all the cops and prison guards and nurses that were fired? When do they get their amnesty? 844-500-4242. 860 says, any chance Annie Custer will be put out to pasture? That's interesting you point that out. The Democrat Congressional Committee, National Campaign Committee, just decided to dump a lot of money into the Vermont TV stations to boost her because they think she's in trouble. And we're going to be having Bob Burns on at 6:05 tonight to talk about it. He's the candidate against Custer in the 2nd New Hampshire district. So he appears to be closing in, too. I still think he's an underdog. He doesn't have enough money to go on TV. But, you know, obviously they're worried about that race. They're worried about all the races, just about. There's nothing worse than the mall in the months leading up to the holidays. 12 children screaming, 11 minutes to find parking, 10 Karens Karening. The list goes on. Right now, you can shop early, skip the stress, and snag some of the best deals of the season on something everyone will love. Premium audio products from Raycon. Raycon's wireless earbuds, headphones, and speakers offer premium sound, useful features, and almost custom comfortable fit, and up to 54 hours of battery life. And they start at half the price of other premium audio brands. Plus, Raycon makes gifting easy with holiday gift guides for everyone in your life. Mom, dad, one of your coworkers, a fitness lover, one of the kids. Just, you know, I use my Raycon everyday earbuds every morning when I take my walk. Today I was listening to Let It Bleed by the Rolling Stones. There's hardly a bad song on that album. You don't have to.
Are you falling back into your old routine? That didn't take long.
What do you want me to say? Live with me? You can't always get what you want, Midnight Rambler. You heard about the Boston.
When you went to the record store when you were younger, did you just buy the same albums over and over?
A 45 cost like 78 cents, and I would think about it for weeks. I would think about it. Am I going to get this? Did I hear this last night enough on WHYN and WPTR in Albany or not? Or do I need it? That's the way I do it. But now I don't have to worry about that because I have my Raycon wireless earbuds. Or you can knock out the gift list all at once and get 30% off by shopping Raycon's holiday bundles. Everyone needs a pair of Raycons in their ears. You can put them in, and they fit nicely in a stocking too when they're wrapped up. Whether it's for listening to music, taking work calls, or blasting a workout playlist, you can find Raycon in stores now like Kohl's or Walmart. But let me tell you right now, you're always going to get the best deal when you use my special link, buyraycon.com/Howie. The Raycon website also offers buy now, pay later options. So right now, go to buyraycon.com/Howie and use code EARLYBF to get 20% off site-wide, or save even bigger and get 30% off Raycon's exclusive holiday bundles. That's code EARLYBF at buyraycon.com/Howie for 20% off your Raycon purchase. buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
No brag, just fact.
Howie Carr.
The holidays are right around the corner and I'm ready. Why? I use HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers delicious recipes and ingredients right to my door. Get started today at HelloFresh.com/Howie65 and use code Howie65 for 65% off plus free shipping. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you support COVID amnesty for petty tyrants and bureaucrats like Dr. Fauci?
Absolutely not.
97% say no.
I mean, how, you know, they didn't offer any amnesty to us, did they? You know, they were the worst sort of petty tyrants, and it was and the woman that wrote this story of the Brown University professor, she admitted everything they did was ridiculous and stupid and worthless. But she said, but we didn't mean anything by it. We were just trying to do the right thing. Yeah. I don't think that excuse doesn't really carry much weight, especially if you destroyed people's livelihoods and their lives and, you know, their children's test scores are in the toilet for no reason, you know? And you also did it to destroy the president of the United States, who was doing a very good job, and replaced him with a senile idiot who was wrecking the country. They got a lot to answer for, these people. And no amnesty. No amnesty. Just a blizzard of subpoenas once the Republicans take over Congress. And I don't care. Oh, I don't care if they show trial hearings. Just get them up there and harangue them and scream at them and make them lie under oath, and then, you know, send over the testimony, the perjury, the obstruction of justice to the Justice Department, the criminal referrals, as they call them. And if they don't want to do anything with it, so be it. But, you know, we got to put it to them. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Howie, it's time to play How to Stump a Liberal on Energy. This is what gives them an ice cream headache. When you say, okay, the reason the prices are high on oil and gasoline is because the companies are making the most profits they've ever had. Then you say, so let me get this straight. These companies waited for the Democrats to be in charge of everything to make all the profits they've ever had. There's only two answers. It's an old mob answer, Howie. You know what I'm going to say. The mob answer. You're either stupid or you're in on it. Those are the only two answers to what they're saying when it comes to energy.
Right.
They want so high so they can
get non-fossil. Exactly. How come this greed was under control when Donald Trump was president of the United States? Now Brandon is in there, and these companies are reaping windfall profits. What's that all about? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I think people are into this this COVID amnesty thing. I mean, this is so exasperating. They ruled us with an iron fist for over a year, and they tolerated no dissent whatsoever. And now they're begging for mercy. 603 says, Charlie Parker said multiple people could not be in an open-air golf cart, but traveling in the same enclosed car was fine. No amnesty for that. Here's another one. I'm okay with live and learn, not okay with live and learn and not act on what you learn because of another agenda. And then, no COVID amnesty for Gretchen Whitmer either. You couldn't buy seeds at Walmart, but liquor stores were A-okay. I would love to see the science behind that. I'd love to see the science behind any of this BS.
But Howie, it's also the matter of, you know, if you want forgiveness, you have to say you're sorry. That's usually how the transaction goes.
And
no one's saying they're sorry.
Yeah, they just say we were just doing what seemed to be the right thing to do.
That's not an apology.
We didn't mean to hurt you. I mean, you know, you lost your job. You couldn't see your dying parent. Your kid's scores crapped out. We had to take a lot of hikes. You know, all evens out. It doesn't even out.
Howie, another point that I'd make is that not only are they not saying they're sorry, but they're saying they would do it all over again. They're saying that if it happens again in the future, they'll follow the science. So no lessons have been learned. What is our incentive to grant pandemic amnesty if no lessons have been learned, no one's saying they're sorry, and no one's going to change anything going forward? I don't think you forgive people when those are the matters at hand.
And you know what? They still don't want to have an investigation as to where the COVID virus came from, do they? Because that might lead us to figure out that it came from a lab that was backed by U.S. taxpayer dollars. What if someone pointed this out too, Grace. COVID overall killed 21 million people.
Right.
And again, most of them were going to die anyway. They were, you know, they were very sick. They were old. They were fat, whatever. But what if you had a nuclear accident, like a bomb just got out of control and 21 million people died? Do you think there would be an investigation?
Yes.
Yeah. So why is there no investigation for COVID?
Well, I think they tried to have an investigation, but the authorities in China said that there was nothing to worry about. And we just we took their word for it.
That's right. And Dr. Fauci's net worth doubled, by the way, over the last 2 or 3 years. That's nice. He's on his way out the door. He's in his 80s, and he's doubled his net worth.
Yeah, and I just point that out, Howie, because I'm a very forgiving person. Like, I do think people make mistakes, but one of my only requirements in being forgiving is that someone actually apologize.
Right.
Makes it a lot easier to forgive when people are sorry.
Right. Isn't that the first step in any 12-step program, right? You have to find people that you have harmed, and you apologize to them. In the case of Fauci, it would be an apology to the entire nation.
Yes, it would. Howie, I have a really funny story that I want to start with today, and I've checked with Taylor. I don't think you've read this yet. Did you hear about, we've been talking a little bit about these affirmative action cases, the oral arguments the Supreme Court is hearing?
Yes.
And did you hear what Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito did during one of these?
No.
He brought up a hypothetical, and I'm just going to read it to you. And let's see if it brings anything to mind, okay? So he was questioning the University of North Carolina, the Solicitor General Ryan Park, about what is stopping students from making false claims about their heritage. And he said, this is what Alito said, it's family lore that we have an ancestor who was an American Indian. Now, Park contended that it would not be accurate for a student applicant to make such claims if they were not true, but Alito pressed on, saying, well, I identify as an American Indian because I've always been told that some ancestor back in the old days was an American Indian. Park said in that circumstance, it would be very unlikely that that person was telling the truth. Now, some people noted that this sounded strangely familiar.
Now, it's been used multiple times, not just with the fake Indian. How about Ward Churchill, the guy out in Colorado? He got tenure because he grew his hair in a ponytail and wore a headband. So that made him an Indian as far as he was concerned, right?
If he had said high cheekbones, then we would have known for sure that he was talking about Elizabeth Warren.
How about the indigenous woman?
At least 1,000 times remarked that her father, my papa, had high cheekbones like all of the Indians do.
Well, how about the woman in Canada? She was the head of the Indigenous Peoples as a cabinet secretary, and it turned out she was a complete fraudster. And now I just heard the Indian who picked up the Academy Award
for Marlon Brando. Yeah.
I think that was one of the last times I ever watched the Oscars. I was like in college, and I just said, this is BS.
This woman, the craziest example.
She shows up. She's got like she looks like she stole this headband from Tonto, you know, and on the Lone Ranger. And she comes up and she takes the award and talks about the plight of Native Americans. And it turns out she's not an Indian either.
That one was crazy.
How about John Roberts? Ancestors.
These you know, you have rather high cheekbones.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
How about John Roberts, the Chief Justice? He was talking to the guy from Harvard, a guy named Waxman. And he said, well, you know, why do you have these standards, these ever-shifting standards at Harvard? And the guy said, well, you know, sometimes we want to just make sure that we can get an oboe player into Harvard. And you know what Robert said to that?
What?
He said, we didn't fight a civil war over oboe players. Mr. Waxman had no response, none that I read in the transcript.
Howie, in one point that I saw, I wish I could give credit, but I don't know who it was who wrote this, but people were explaining, some outlet was explaining that in these cases, they're trying to argue that, you know, oh, well, we don't want to rely just on test scores to let people into schools. And that's not what they're really saying. They're just saying you can't rely on race. They're not saying you can't look at people's essays or look at people's extracurricular activities or even look at people's like circumstances. They're just saying you can't rely on people's skin color to determine whether or not they can get in.
Right. And when they say it's just one criterion, that's not true. It's BS. And everybody knows that. You know, you don't have to be a Supreme Court justice. And I've told this story before, Grace, when they had the original case came up in Boston before an Obama judge. I think her name is Burroughs. And Harvard said, well, you know, we don't just have super geniuses that are from the Asian community. We brought in here's this guy. We're going to bring him in as a witness. He was a Korean American. And they brought him in. He wasn't a great athlete. His SAT scores weren't that great. So they just keep going over and over and over again. And the New York Times did a huge story on him saying, you know, to prove that Harvard, you know, let in middling Asian students. And then they finally asked him, well, you know, do you have anything that might set you apart from other Asian students? He said, yes, I'm uncertain about my sexuality. And I read that and I go, ding, 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 ding. That's how this guy got in, you know?
Yeah, and in these cases, Howie, I mentioned this yesterday on my show, but I think it's true. It's interesting to watch these defenders of affirmative action go back and forth with Clarence Thomas, because there's a lot of people that you can give a word salad to, like maybe Chuck Todd, or remember when you were in school, there were certain teachers that you could give the runaround and they wouldn't call you out. But Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas is not one of those people. Like, if he's very hard to BS, and he's going to call you out, and you can tell that they're getting flustered by his questions because they're real questions that make sense.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to try to get around it, but I think UNC and Harvard are going to take a major loss late late in the spring or early in the summer.
Yes, two places you have connections to. Grace's News is brought to you by Tux Trucks. Two big names in snow removal, GMC and Fisher. Get both at Tux Trucks, GMC, Fisher, and Hudson, Mass. Tux Trucks can build a GMC Fisher plow combination that will easily move the snow for you. Talk with a sales consultant at Tux Trucks, GMC, Fisher. Call 1-800-MY-TRUCK. Howie, I know you mentioned this in your opening, but I just wanted to give people a little more information on this Wall Street Journal poll because I agree with you. I think this is a huge development. We knew that the GOP was seeing a shift with Latino voters, but now we're finding out that white suburban women are also shifting towards the GOP. That group, which the pollster said make up 20% of the electorate, shifted 26 percentage points away from Democrats since the August poll.
That's a mirror of the CBS poll, YouGov poll from the weekend. You know, just a huge shift. And I think it's all inflation and energy prices and food prices.
And probably a little bit, I think, too, probably a little bit of crime. I think a lot of people don't feel very safe right now, and that might have something to do with it. Howie, one other thing I wanted to add in here as we talk about the midterms. I just saw this on the Daily Mail, but President Joe Biden is campaigning, as we talked about, in Florida. And there was
Good luck, Brandon.
There was a photo of him boarding Air Force One.
Is he scouting out retirement homes?
There was a photo of him boarding Air Force One for the flight south, and he had a copy of John Meacham's new book, And There Was Light, Abraham Lincoln and the American Struggle. I just wanted to point this out because the Daily Mail said that the biography looks into how Lincoln prioritized his policies and ended slavery over his own future before the 1864 election and during the Civil War.
You know, sometimes the worst incompetent hacks try to, you know, somehow attach themselves through books to people like Abraham Lincoln. I remember a speaker of the Massachusetts House who went into an appeals court in Boston and he committed perjury and obstructed justice. I was there. I was a witness to the crime, Grace. They wouldn't let me make a victim impact statement at his sentencing, but
they wouldn't.
Be that
I'm
as
shocked.
It may. But do you know what book this guy, his name was Fallon Finneran. Do you know what book he had before he went up and committed perjury? I know this because I sat down next to him.
Was it something to do with George Washington?
It was a pocket biography of Winston Churchill.
Oh, boy.
Like Winston Churchill, the Battle of Britain, Fallon Finneran, gerrymandering districts for House incumbents and then lying about it under oath.
Yeah, well, that's what Joe Biden's trying to pull. Like, no one's, you know what, Howie, the other thing is, and I think you'd agree with me on this, no public figure is carrying a book around and being photographed unless they want to be.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not carrying a book unless it's a photo op.
Well, now I just thought of another one. Clinton, when he was defeated in 1980 for re-election as governor of Arkansas. So he spends the next 2 years going into this church, this Baptist church in Little Rock, where they televised it every week. And he would always come in ostentatiously carrying the Holy Bible, King James edition, of course, you know. Politicians are trying to fool you if they're carrying a book.
Yes, I would agree. Otherwise, you just have a staffer hold it for you.
You know, if I had time, Grace, I could tonight. I'll think of about five more examples
for you, Howie.
The use of books,
yes,
by shameless politicians.
Stop using books as your political props.
All right, thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howard.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb dental architect. When it comes to dentistry, he's the best at what he does. He fixes your teeth, your smile, but what he really does is build the self-confidence of his patients. When you have a smile that you're proud of, it builds confidence in your professional life and your personal life. The better you look, the better you feel, and that helps every aspect of your life, every interaction that you have daily. If you're not afraid to smile, every other part of life becomes so much easier. It's a cliche, but it's true. You only have one chance to make a good first impression, and that's what a smile is all about. If you've been postponing going back to the dentist for a couple of years, don't procrastinate any longer. The longer you wait, the more of a headache it's going to be. Whatever you need done, whether it's a simple checkup or a teeth cleaning or something more complicated, the only place to go is Perfect Smiles. They're the best from top to bottom, from Dr. Houghton down to his dental hygienist, to everybody in that office is great. 2023 will be here before you know it. You have the opportunity to go into the new year with more confidence than ever before. Have you thought about Perfect Smiles for years but never called? Take care of yourself. You deserve it. Call Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. They are conveniently located off Route 3, and they have plenty of parking. You can reach them at PerfectSmiles.com. That's PerfectSmiles.com. Change your smile. Change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
Join in on the conversation. Call Howie at 844-500-4242. Just don't make us use the dump button.
Don't you cuss on this here radio. I apologize to all the friendly folk who are listening.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back.
This whole country is run on epidemics. Where you been? Epidemics, a big business price fixing, crooked TV shows, income tax finagling, souped up expense accounts. How many honest men you know?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Again, we'll have Robert Cahaley from the Trafalgar Group on at the top of the next hour, and he's got the new poll out in New York State showing that Zeldin is ahead, and also Schumer is stuck at 50%. He's still got a 10-point lead on his opponent, but I mean he's gotten 71% the last couple of elections, and now he's at 50%. It's not a good thing for him. That's why if you're in New York State, you're probably seeing a lot more Schumer ads than you thought you'd be seeing. This run-up. He's also got the Republican in New Mexico is ahead, you know, within the margin of error, but I think his name is Ronchetti. He's ahead of that horrible, horrible incumbent governor, another lockdown queen. 844-500-4242. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Thanks, Howie. I've been chomping at the bit to get my message out. You know, I'm a voter in New Hampshire, and I do the commute back and forth to Massachusetts. And, you know, it pains me to say that Massachusetts is a lost cause. But I know General Bullock. He's a type of guy that you know, if you go into battle, that guy is ahead of you. He's right with you. Same thing with Mayor Giuliani. Those are people I respected. Those are people I would go into hell with. But, you know, I knew Maggie when I was younger, and Maggie Hassan used to be an independent. And she would, you know, pretty much was her own thinker. But she caved in the last 10 years. She goes along all the time because of the pressure. She doesn't have her own voice anymore. And it pains me to say that I'm not a friend anymore because she's not an independent thinker. I don't know Carolyn.
How many Democrats are, really? I mean, there's Tulsi Gabbard. Now she's no longer a Democrat, right? I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Well, all I'm trying to get my message out is that, you know, especially with the people I know in New Hampshire, and I send this message to New Hampshire, if you want your state to be like Massachusetts, then fine. Massachusetts has their foot on the back of most businessmen's necks in this state. That's why I moved back to New Hampshire, to get away from it. And I'm going to tell you right now, you people in New Hampshire better smarten up, because we live by live free or die. Or you can be the communist state of Massachusetts. So yeah. That's my message. Have a good day.
We're going to have Balduck on tomorrow. He'll be on the show again tomorrow, General Balduck. Thanks for the call. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Howie. Last news break down here at WSDK, they talked about a poll, and they show Charlie Parker at 65% favorability. They showed Markey and Liz Warren well above 50% favorability. I don't know a soul that is in favor of either one of those three people. Who are they polling? I never get polled. Do you ever get polled?
I do sometimes, yeah. And then I lie and I say I'm a non-binary Latino in the 18 to 34-year-old, and then somehow I get cut off, Bob, as if they know that I'm scamming them. But, no, I don't know anybody who likes any of those people. I don't know. But, I mean, look at the way the election's going. I mean, people, supposedly, question one is ahead. You know, people want to raise their own income taxes when they're getting back checks. The check started going out today, by the way, from the Department of Revenue. If anyone's gotten a check back yet, a refund, give me a call. I'm Howie Carr.